Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm David Madden. Here's what's happening. The National Retail Federation expects 166 million people either have made or will make purchases this holiday weekend. Now, last year, shoppers spent a record high on Small Business Saturday. With inflation and recession fears looming, those dollars really mean more than ever for local business owners. KYW's Antoinette Lee checked out Main Street in many.
It was the perfect weather for shopping down Main Street.
Those like Betty Ann McMullen were taking advantage of it.
So I bought a baseball cap for my brother.
McMullen says she specifically came out to support small businesses that she says could use the push over larger retailers.
Just for that reason, I wanted to support small businesses. They really need our help these days.
Why?
After the pandemic and the quarantine, all those years, they were suffering. So I'm glad to be here.
Brandy Deoso, owner of the Little Apple Gift Boutique, says Small Business Saturday is the quarter's largest day for sales of the year. This year, she's optimistic the holiday cheer will inspire shoppers to spend more locally.
The Christmas items are selling a lot faster, and people seem to be much more in the spirit this year than in past years.
Business owners thank gift buyers in return with a custom-designed reusable manioc tote. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A stolen car in North Philadelphia last night led to a man in a wheelchair losing his life. Police say they first spotted a stolen Cadillac SUV near 6th and Allegheny. The driver sped off, but officers later found the vehicle about 9:30 near the intersection of Castor and Aramingo in Port Richmond. The stolen SUV had crashed into two other cars and the man in the wheelchair. An adult and a child were also hurt, but they're stable. And police say there are four suspects involved in the incident. One of them, a 19-year-old, is in custody. The search is on for the other three. The 2022 midterms resulted in very slim majorities in Congress. Republicans will have a slight edge in the House. Democrats, maybe a one or two vote lead in the Senate. So what effect will those margins have going forward? Dr. Benjamin Dworkin, director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan, offers his opinion.
You've got to get 218 people to all say yes. And if Congressman X, Congresswoman Y, wants to make sure their amendment gets voted on or makes sure they want to make sure that they have this kind of funding that they think is important, nobody else has to think it's important, but it matters now to the leadership because we can't afford to lose anybody. There's no leeway. Everyone's got to get on board. You're talking about the Republican caucus now. There are divergent voices there. You know, you've got the Freedom Caucus, and then you have people who are very much not the Freedom Caucus. You've got different regional interests. All of these things are going to come into play as one member of the House or even a small block, you know, a handful of votes, find four other people who agree with you and you can block everything. This is really about the leverage that people have. And when you have that slim a majority, it can be very difficult to corral all 218 votes on any given day.
To hear the full conversation, check out the KYW In-Depth Podcast. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows. Philadelphia homeowners have until the 1st of December to apply for a tax break known as the homestead exemption. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it takes hundreds of dollars off a tax bill.
The exemption is for anyone who lives in a home they own. There are no income limits, no age limits. Deputy Revenue Commissioner Rebecca Lopez-Chris says you can take advantage of it even if you have a tangled title.
The application accounts for that. There's a few extra questions, but it's still very easy to apply.
But Chris says only about 80% of those eligible apply, which means they're passing up a substantial saving. This year, City Council increased the value of the exemption, so the average homeowner will save more than $1,100 on their tax bill.
There's no downside. I think it's just so important.
Chris says some homeowners will have to make a decision. They may be eligible for both the homestead and the discount known as LOOP for low-income homeowners. They can only take one. But the city is trying to help them decide with a chart included with a LOOP application.
It helps guide you through the math to figure out which program has what benefit.
The application is online at phila.gov/homestead, or you can apply over the phone by calling 215-686-5000. 9200. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.